Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 37th episode of Making Shifts Happen, Stress Buster Secrets, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you important information so that you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, so plan on joining us each and every week. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about, is time your enemy or friend? This is Stress Buster Secret number 37. And we had an interesting discussion today. I was teaching energy therapy and energy management, and the interesting discussion centered around time, so it brought up some of these questions. And I'd like to share some of these with you. So if you, this comes from Joseph Kosman, C-O-S-S-M-A-N. And he says, if you want to test your memory, try to recall what you were doing and worrying about exactly 1 year ago today. Well, I know I have some general things that were a part of my life a year ago, but I'm not sure exactly what I was worrying about at this time. And I have shifted my focus from worrying to being in the present moment. So what is a definition of time? I thought this was interesting. We all have different definitions. And actually, when I Googled it, there were about 12 different sites that had definitions of time. I picked up several, and I'll share them with you. And this is important because we tend to think of time and space as actual physical events. They are actually not. Time and space are constructs that we have created and agreed upon with a definition of how we can function in this dimension. Now, some people have mentioned time as the fourth dimension in space and those types of things. And we may get a little woolly today, but I'd like to really work with time and stress and really come in and hone in on why so many of us feel overwhelmed, why so many of us feel that there's not enough time to get done what we want to get done, or we have too much time on our hands, or we're waiting for a future event. In other words, we're living an anticipatory life rather than a present moment life. So, definition of time. One of the definitions was the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future when regarded as a whole, W-H-O-L-E. Although sometimes it might feel like time is a whole and things just fall down that deep dark. At any rate, the infinite continued progress. Now, progress reminds us of something linear, where there's a forward motion or a progress. But infinite doesn't fit into the dynamic of progress. So even in this definition, we have a little bit of an inconsistency. Another one was a point of time as measured in hours and minutes past midnight or noon. So in other words, 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. And anti-meridian and post-meridian tell us whether it's before noon, afternoon, before midnight, after midnight, those types of things. Point of time as measured in hours and minutes. I wonder if we could change that definition slightly to a construct of time as measured in hours and minutes. See, time is infinite and ever expansive. There isn't this linear progression from the past to the present to the future, as we might think there is, which really can mess with our perception of time. This one has time kind of as a meaning. What does time mean? Well, a non-spatial continuum in which events occur in apparently irreversible order, such as past, present, and future. However, I'd like for you to consider this. Again, as we're changing our perceptions so that we can change our stress, excuse me, what if time is non-spatial? In other words, I can't hold to a point in time and say, this is a reality. I can only refer to time in a non-spatial continuum. And we keep thinking they're apparently irreversible, past, present, and future. However, they may not be past, present, and future. We may, in this fourth dimension, in a memory, go back in time, or go to that place where the memory is stored, not necessarily back. Or in this anticipatory, we may focus on a place that has not happened in this present moment yet, but still be able to travel there and have the experience. That's a lot of what visualizations and things are like. So time is really a fluid dynamic. And Emmanuel with something that I really like, he said, time is neither an event nor thing, and therefore it cannot be measured. So in this reality, we have agreed that there are times before the sun hits the noontime hour and after it hits the midnight hour. And we may agree to meet at 2 o'clock or have this radio show at 2 o'clock mountain time, 1 o'clock specific time. But even in that, we're understanding that time is not static and it's not the same in every place. There's even definitions of time where your latitude and longitude do alter your experience of measured time. Very fascinating stuff. But let's get a little bit more concrete with it. Let's come down to what is your perception of time? Now, we've talked in the past about perceptions being cornerstone of some of your stress. Stress is the result of three perceptions. First of all, stress is the result of your perception of the stressor. Stress is the result of your perception of your management or coping skills. And third, stress is the perception of the difference between those two. So if you have time and you perceive it as a stressor, usually your perception is there's not enough time or there's too much time. So time as a stressor, not enough time, means you are fighting a clock, or you are struggling, or you are unsympathetic, you're battling the clock. What do you notice about time as a stressor or as an activator of your nervous system, sympathetic behavior? Well, most of the time, when you want to create high levels of drama and high levels of stress, you have a ticking clock or a race against time. Or somehow or another, the hero has to defuse the bomb before the time runs out. So we get this adversarial dynamic of time is our enemy. Time is not something that is friendly. It is drama creating. Sometimes we use time as an addiction. Time means that when we're addicted to high levels of adrenaline, we will look at the clock and we will tell ourselves we don't have enough time, instead of saying we have all the time we need. And because time is agreed upon, that we have minutes and hours and those types of things, we keep thinking that we can stuff things into a measured amount of time. Oh, it'll take you about an hour to do this. Well, anyone that has had instructions on how to assemble a bike and they say assembly time is 20 minutes and 3 hours later you're still not finished, you understand that somebody's perception of time might not necessarily match yours. And when you're sitting there struggling with, I've got to get this done, I've got to get this done, Christmas Eve is notorious for people buying last-minute presents and then frantically trying to wrap them or put them together, all the while hearing the ticking clock and their consciousness in the background tick, 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 creating more and more stress. In those places, it's easy to understand how time can be more like an enemy than a friend. But again, it's simply our perception of time. And if we have used procrastination in negative or unhealthy ways, we might have put off activities that by the time that they are due, there is way too many activities and way too little time. And that gets our adrenaline flowing. And in that instance, we begin to lose our creativity and our ability to consider other options and other questions of how to get things done. So in this dynamic of not enough time, too much time, first of all, those are perceptions. But second of all, we really haven't made use of one of our greatest skills, which is effectiveness and efficiency with time. And those are two different concepts. And when we come back from our break, we'll discuss those in a little bit more detail, because those are ways in which you can change your perception of time. So we're going to have a quick commercial break here in just a minute. It's going to be about the Calm Moms program. Once again, I will remind you that the audio bonus is no longer available for the Calm Mom. Can have a free webinar, and that also gives you some more information about what you can do to manage your stress. I'm finding more and more that the Calm Moms program is helpful for so many people, some of whom didn't think they needed it. So this has been an interesting journey for me, and I appreciate all of the feedback and all of the information people who have taken the program have given to me. And their richness and their questions all will manage to make their way into this blog talk radio show. So thank you so much to all moms who have taken the program, and we'll be right back.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you
of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Mom's free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. A little bit earlier in the show, I talked about your perception of time, not enough, too much, that time is an element of drama, and sometimes high levels of drama and trauma are created with the idea of the ticking time clock and time ticking down and not enough. And I also talked about effectiveness and efficiency. Well, let's talk a little bit about the difference, and it's subtle. Managing your time can be both effective and efficient, but there are different qualities of each. If you want your time management to be effective, there are some things you need to do to make sure that you are using your time in the best way possible. So a lot of times in the business plan, they will say, look at your activities for the day and prioritize those activities. Now, if your goal is to make money, this is a business after all, if your goal is to make money, then you want to look at those activities that are going to be money-making or money-producing activities. And you may find that out of 10 activities, you have one or two that are direct money-makers, one or two that are indirect money-makers, and then the rest might be simply maintenance for the business, keeping up with records, keeping up with reports. So the effective use of your time, if your target is to make money, the effective use of your time is for you to do the behaviors and the activities that will generate an income. That's different than efficient use of your time. If the goal or the target is to be efficient with your time management and know how much time you're spending on each task and allocate the tasks according to the correct amount of time that you need to do them, that's the more efficient use of time. So part of this depends on the target that you would like to hit, income producing or effective time management, efficient time management. So one of the things that I found very helpful for me, I used to say, oh, gosh, that activity will only take me about an hour to do. Again, Christmas Eve, putting together the bike. That's only going to take me about an hour. Well, 3 hours later, I'm going, why did I think it would only take me an hour? Well, first of all, the instructions said 20 minutes, and I've put bikes together before, and so I rely on a lot of extraneous information. The most effective way and the most efficient way would have been to put the bike together and time myself. Then I would know how much time it actually takes to do something. The other thing I find when we're working with time is that we allow ourselves other activities to come in and interrupt. So, for instance, I have allocated an hour a day to make phone calls to people, get back to clients, set appointments, various other types of things. So I've set this hour to do it. Okay, so I get on and, oh my gosh, before I call anybody, I need to check my email to see if anybody has emailed me rather than call me. Well, then all of a sudden I'm answering three other emails and I'm being very effective with my time, but I'm not being efficient with how I allocated my time. So I answer all the emails and then all of a sudden my hour is up and I haven't made the phone calls. So now I have to look at it and say, what do I need to do now? I did not use my time effectively, nor did I use it efficiently. Because if I need to now, I understand that I have to set up an hour to do emails before I make my call. That's an efficient and effective use of my time so that I get done what I need to get done and then move on to the next activity so they build on each other. I don't want to make a phone call and have somebody say, well, I sent you an email about that this morning. So effective and efficient use of time can take several different avenues. However, if I am working with time as my ally, I begin to understand where I might have not used my time efficiently or effectively because I'm tracking it. So in the Call Me program, the Creating Optimal Health Through Mind, Body, Spirit Integration program that I have on the internet, one of the things that I ask participants to do is to track their daily activity. Because as the quote said, if you really want to test your memory, try to recall what you were worrying about or thinking about or concerned about exactly 1 year ago today. We keep thinking that we will remember what we have done, and that's simply not true. I really couldn't tell you what I was doing a month ago on this same time, on this same day, other than making my blog talk radio. So we think we'll remember, but we really don't. So to get a handle and become more and more friendly with time, I suggest that you track it for a few days and you really see what you do with your time, where you spend it, and how you spend it. And one of the things that you can do is download a free program, and it's called the Focus Master. And this was very helpful for me to get both effective and efficient with my time. Typically, I wanted to do the things first thing in the day that required the most attention, that would make the most money, and they were things that needed to get done on a daily basis. So I would put them first thing in the morning when I was the freshest. The Focus Master also allows you to track how much time you can spend, and it even sets off a timer. But within that block of time, you can also list the activities that you would like to accomplish. So I tried this for about a month and a half. I did it for about a month and a half. And I found I overestimated or underestimated the amount of time it would take for me to do things 100% of the time. 100% of the time. I either overestimated or I underestimated. This let me know that I was really not accurate in how effective I was with the tasks that I have, how much time it would take me to actually do those tasks, and then how would interruptions derail me and just put me out of a time sequence. So you get a phone call that's an unexpected phone call in the middle of you're working on a report, and all of a sudden now, 20 minutes after the phone call and you've had to make two other phone calls, your hour that you allocated for the report is now down to 40 minutes, and you didn't allocate enough time to begin with. So if your deadline for that report is tomorrow, you're now in a time crunch, you're now highly stressed. So when I found that out, that it was really hard for me to estimate how much time it would actually take for me to get things done, either too much or too little, I wasn't being very efficient with my time. So that's one of the things that the Focus Master helped me do. I could also look back on my calendar and see how many times a month I needed to do certain activities, and I would do them as a repeat in my calendar, and then they would show up as a repeat in my Focus Master when I put in the day's events for the Focus Master to help me manage. So as a result, I became less stressed about time, because I had a handle on effective and efficient time management. I knew how to break down a large project into smaller tasks, sometimes that were only 10 minutes long. Very helpful. And my perception of time was that time became more and more friendly. Now, back when I was extremely chronic, I couldn't do well with time. And if somebody told me to be someplace at 2:00 in the afternoon, I never accounted for travel time or for traffic or for how long it might take me, because when you're chronic, chronicity is actually a time disorder within your cells and within your life. So if somebody told me to be someplace at 2, the only thing I could do was leave wherever I was at 2. And it wouldn't matter how long the travel time would be. That's how late I would be. So time was extremely stressful for me until I began to understand my relationship with time and that I could change it. I could change my stress around time. I could be more accurate in what it would take for me to get to places on time. I understood time in a whole different way, and I understood that it's not linear. It really is. There is a difference between Kairos time and Chronos time. And that might be the topic for next week's discussion. What is the difference between linear time and a lake of time? We might have touched on this earlier. We're going to get into it a little bit deeper because it seems to keep coming up as an issue for people. I just don't have enough time. Well, remember, the more you tell your nervous system that, the more it is true for you. So, time. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. Thank you for opening your day to have the time to spend a half hour with me, listening, learning, growing, and evolving. I'm really appreciative that you're doing that because, according to this unknown author, life is a choice. It is your life. Choose consciously, choose wisely, and choose honestly. And always choose happiness. So if I'm making friends with time, time isn't stressing me out any longer, I've got a handle on certain activities, the effectiveness and the efficiency that I need around time to get done what I'd like to get done during the course of the day. Where am I wasting time? Where am I spending too much time on one thing and not enough on another? These are all conscious choices and decisions I can make. And when I use them, I can choose wisely, choose honestly, and choose happiness. So that's all for today's show. I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have or to add to the speed round or to suggest a topic, all up to you. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving us a review. It helps us to let other people get discovering the show, and it helps us get better seen in iTunes and on Stitcher. So I would like to remind you that the Focus Master is my tip for the skill of the week. My favorite success quote, let's see, lead by example, lead by example, lead by example. And what am I going to do for fun? Well, I'm going to have a Skype with my son, new grandson, and daughter-in-law. We're just going to have a great time. My new grandson is just absolutely gorgeous. And this coming up weekend, I get to spend time with my other grandsons. So I'm really looking forward to spending time in the water, in the pool with my grandsons, spending time with my youngest grandson on Skype, and having a great deal of time to enjoy my life and my family. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you next week, where we'll explore linear time versus lake of time. Thank you so much. Bye for this week.